The thing, come on, just give it to me, Carter. Give it to me with your SF Giants hat,
Commando,
and then you're back
braces.
In.
Kaminga is fun.
All right, I love that we do remixing on it now. So,
oh my goodness!
So the deadline for the qualifying offer.
When you guys drop all those little like. I'm the one who has to feel the repercussions of that.
What do you mean?
Because the... I hate you. I hate you.
For now, around the world.
I hate you.
Is that White Mike? We're talking about the Kaminga crisis. Black Rob, Wet. The nicknames.
No. You guys.
What? Did you hear what Steph said yesterday? Did you hear what Draymond Green said? Did you hear what Jimmy Butler... Literally, every single one of them... was asked about JK. I want to say it was all the first questions, too. It was about Jonathan Kaminga. And, oh, by the way, shout out to our guy, Nick Friedell, back officially on the Warriors beat for The Athletic. Obviously, Anthony Slater, who's been our guy for a long time, moving over to ESPN. Still got love for Slater, absolutely. Shams Charania, he's working in tandem with him over there. But Nick Friedell, welcome back to the Warriors beat. We missed you, buddy, and I can't wait to talk to Nick Friedell. Hopefully, sooner rather than later. And he had an interesting tweet yesterday covering media day and saying this is like the first time he's ever seen a head coach / GM not participate speaking to the media yesterday, as Steve Kerr nor Mike Dunleavy spoke yesterday. Huh. Joe, why do you think that is?
It's because Jonathan Kaminga and his representation are not understanding that there's four options, and that's it. These are it. These are the only options on the planet, and they have been for a long time. I'm beyond fatigued by this entire thing. There's four options. The first one is accept the qualifying offer. The second one is 2 years, $45 million team option. 3 years, $75 million team option. 3 years, $54 million, no team option. That's it. That's it. There's no present that's going to come down into the sky and give you a fifth option. Those are your four options. And if I am ownership, if I am the GM, if I am the head coach, if I am a player on the team, I'm over this whole exercise. This whole, like, we understand it's a business. It's supply and demand. Okay. At this point, Jonathan, based on the rules of the CBA, you have four options. Okay. Choose one so that everyone else can go about their business. All right. I gave it to you. The two, the three, the other 3 year deal with no option or the qualifying offer. It is beyond exhausting. And when Steph Curry, the greatest player in our lifetime for the Warriors, is basically saying, like, yeah, I don't even, like, without, you know, just play his sound.
I got the sound. Let's play it right now.
Like, I thought it was the most agitated I've ever seen Steph regarding another player's contract situation. And that includes the KD era.
Well, Joe, think about it. I'm going to play the sound. It's a question attached to it from Anthony Slater on Jonathan Kaminga's situation and trying to separate business from the basketball. But literally the season ended back in May. With questions about JK, and fast forward to the start of the season, and they're still asking the same questions about it. How frustrating is that? Your first day back at work, Joe, it's like the ending of the school year, right? And you're sitting down with your teacher, and it's going to be the same teacher next year, but you're sitting down with your teacher. It's like, all right, these are the things you need to work on this summer. These are the things you need to work on. And then you come back first day of next school. It's like, you didn't work on those things. We still need to work on these same things. It's just frustrating all around if you're the teacher in this scenario. This is Stephen Curry on Jonathan Kaminga's situation.
You know, once Kaminga gets here, you expect him to be kind of locked in. But this has obviously already been a big offseason distraction. There's almost an inevitability it's going to bleed into once he gets back. How concerned are you just about the overall distraction of the situation?
I don't frame it like that. I think he's going to get asked questions. To your point, you're asking questions. Everybody's going to ask questions about it. But what happens when I leave this microphone and we go in the locker room and us players talk, like, that's going to be the make or break of how we kind of move into the year with the right frame of mind. So the good news is you've been around long enough. Me, Draymond, Jamie, we've all been around long enough to know how to separate the business of it to the basketball of it. And those are two totally different areas. So our job is to focus on the basketball part and not let it become something that, you know, gets in the way of how we approach every day.
That's going to make or break the mindset to start off this season. That's coming from a guy that knows how important and how fragile the mindset of a team can be to start off a season. Why is he saying that? Because he does not want a Jordan Poole, Draymond Green situation again. Not saying that Draymond Green or anyone's going to punch Jonathan Kuminga, but that's a season that was doomed from the start because of bad locker room vibes.
When you also
Steph is saying that can break a team early on before the season even starts.
I mean, and it made it very, very difficult with Kevin Durant. Yep. It made it very, very difficult with Klay Thompson. I mean, those are
now
real.
That team was so talented with KD that they could just get to the finals, but it was still tumultuous.
It was stormy.
Yes.
Klay Thompson, yeah. You know, Chris Paul. I don't think the Chris Paul, you know, kind of being in flux, I don't think that was great.
Yeah.
I think actually it was probably underreported.
Yeah.
I don't think this is exclusive to just Jonathan Kuminga. I think this has happened for a long time on a lot of teams. But we've reached the point of no return. Dude, you have four options. Pick one. Like, just pick one. And it's you've had all summer. No one else is stepping up and giving you a $30 million a year deal. No one else is stepping up and making a trade right now. You have to be realistic. Right. And so as you survey the land, I think one thing that is pretty evident, you got four options. Three of them are multi-year deals. If you don't like those, you take the qualifying offer. What is the holdup?
You got to ask Aaron Turner. You got to ask his agent. You got to ask the Kuminga camp. I don't know what the holdup is. Obviously, the deadline for the qualifying offer is tomorrow, October 1st. Now, it's being reported that they can push back the deadline, but I'm reading from Jake Fisher, Yahoo Sports, who covers the league. Kuminga and the Warriors have had no discussions about pushing back his deadline to accept the qualifying offer. So, I mean, I don't think, you know, barring a miracle, I don't think there's going to be a 3-year extension with a player option, which is what Jonathan Kuminga wants. It sounds like he's probably going to accept the qualifying offer. And is this just something where, You know, we've all done this in the past where you milk it and milk it and milk it, and you're going to be that thorn in everyone's side. And he's like, I'm not going to play game. I'm not going to play ball. I'm going to whine and I'm going to pout and I'm going to wait till the very last minute till you want me to do something. Is that what's going to happen here? I hope that's not the case. And I hope what Steph Curry's saying is true, that they could all separate the business side from the basketball side. And when and if he does get that qualifying offer, you know, he gets in there, they all work, everything's fine, hunky-dory, and that's the best-case scenario. It's just, when I hear the frustration in Steph, and we'll get to Draymond and Jimmy about this stuff, and then on top of it, your head coach and general manager aren't there, I thought yesterday was just a bad look. It was just a bad look for everyone.
Well, I understand he doesn't want to play on the team anymore. Like, I get that. But also, it's the NBA, and what comes with making millions of dollars at 18 years old is, yeah, your contractual rights are held by a team. Like, there's give and take. That's why the CBA exists. Is it perfect? No, it's far from it. And I understand everybody wants something. I guarantee if we go around the league right now, Joe, go around the league right now.
Go.
How many players on how many different teams are frustrated with the team they're currently on and want out?
Quite a bit, I'd say. Yes.
I agree.
Thus is the nature of the NBA, but that's also sports in general. I'm sure.
I think that's life.
You do the NFL and MLB.
I bet you go to Walgreens right now. There's a bunch of people that don't want to be there.
People in this building,
exactly. Yes. Right, and so, again, you also have to have a good understanding of what you're able to do and when you're able to do it, and who you are relative to the league. And I think that they have misread the entire market over and over and over again, both internally and externally. And I'm talking about the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga's team. Both are at fault. And now we've come down to, guys, this staring contest that we're in, there are four options. There's the 2-year with the player, with the team option, the 3-year with the team option, or the 3-year without a team option. Then there's the qualifying offer. Just pick one. And I'm actually impressed that the Warriors finally were like, all right, no, enough is enough. These are them and that's it. Like, let's get this over with.
We get it. You don't want to be here, but guess what? We don't want you here. Probably we were trying to work out a deal. We couldn't because this has been so tricky. So these are the best options that we have for both of us, and we'll just have to move on. I think both are sacrificing this one. We know both have made mistakes along the way. Whether you think the Warriors have made more mistakes or Kuminga has made more mistakes is irrelevant at this point. Both have made their mistakes. How can they solve it for the now? Here's your four options. Let's go.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got Brian Baldinger joining us in 30 minutes. Baldy breakdowns every single Tuesday. We're going to discuss all of it when it comes to the 49ers. Huge loss, huge game on Thursday. Should Brock have played on Sunday? Did Kyle Shanahan? Did Brock? Who made the mistake there? Should Mac Jones have started? Ricky Pearsall injury. There is so much. The defensive line. The Baldy breakdowns I saw, by the way, yesterday, because he put out a bunch. The lack of effort at times from the defensive line, absent Nick Bosa, was very alarming. Alarming.
Who handled the negotiation worse? Ayuk and the Niners? Warriors and Kuminga?
Ooh. I'm going to say the Warriors here, because at least with the Niners, that's what they do. No, seriously,
that's
though.
Point.
That's what they do.
Yeah,
whether it's Debo, whether it's, you know, Nick Bosa, whether it was, you know, player X leading up to that point, they milk that thing till the very end. They've always done that in their negotiations. They don't like to cave, Joe. That's not how they do business. Now, it was refreshing to see how they handled business this past offseason, you know, giving Kittle his extension, giving Warner his extension, giving Brock his extension. By the way, two of those guys hurt right now. Don't know their future for this season. Not good. But Fred Warner's balling out. That's nice. Then they handled their business with Juwan Jennings. They held firm. Hey, Juwan, I'm not paying you right now. Sorry. Like, you know, you want this massive pay raise? Not happening. You know, go out there and play. So I liked how they did business offseason. But I'll say that the Warriors and how they've handled this. I do agree with you that there's fault on both sides.
Both sides.
And it's a very tricky thing because I understand the Warriors. It's all about leverage.
Well, and they can only afford so much, though. Because there are CBA rules. This thing to, like, just give him what he wants, like, that's unrealistic.
And it's also about leverage.
And they can't just lose the slot.
No, and they want the salary slot. That's the most important thing here, is keeping that salary slot open. And I really despise how I have to talk about the finances of the NBA, and not to say any sport's perfect about it, but like the loopholes and like things I have to jump through, the hula hoops I have to jump through to even wrap my mind around, like, the salaries and how it fits,
it's,
and everything. It's literally like calculus.
I know. It's
and I hate it. And yeah. I don't like that I have to read multiple articles to try to understand these things and have these fancy names for fancy contracts. It's dumb. Sorry, I just had to go on a little tangent there about how we talk about the finances in the NBA.
No, it's too complicated.
It is very complicated.
But Joe, this is the thing that I heard everybody say 2 months ago or 3 months ago when this original, like, qualifying offer thing, everyone's like, he wants to bet on himself. I heard that a lot from people. Who doesn't respect betting on themselves? I respect it, but if that's what you're going to do, then do it. That's kind of where I'm at now. Everyone's reported. If that's what you want to do, which is totally up to you, and I'm actually not going to hold that against you. If you want to bet on yourself, then do it. Accept the qualifying offer and do it. Otherwise, here are the other three contract options that are available. Make your decision.
Here's Stephen Curry again. Warriors Media Day was yesterday.
Do you agree with what I just said?
I agree with you.
If he's going to, like, if you're going to sell me on betting on himself, hey, you know what? That is admirable. That is admirable.
In fairness to him, though, betting on yourself doesn't automatically mean if I produce at this point, I'm going to get paid with this new CBA.
I'm saying betting on yourself would be accepting the qualifying offer. That's the way it's been phrased.
Yes, because betting on yourself would not be taking the Warriors team option
the
deal.
Guaranteed money multiple years or a year extra on the. So, like, I understand that. Like, and that is a huge leap of faith. But if that's what you're prepared to do, like, dude, like, we're at Back to the Future, the point of no return. Like, the DeLorean's off the tracks. We're going 88 miles per hour. We're going to speed off into the future of the season. Are you in or are you out? Like, you know, remember when Doc Holliday, or Doc, you know, in Back to the Future, he had the dog. Him and the dog were in the DeLorean, and they're about to go flying off.
Yeah. what is it, Copernicus? That's the dog's name? There you go.
And then Marty gets into the car, and then Doc gets stuck on the railroad. Yep. Well, are you going to get stuck on the railroad, or are you going to hop in the DeLorean? Like, if that's what you want to do, okay, and that's totally fine. If you want to accept the qualifying offer and bet on yourself, dude, more power to you. But do it. Show up.
You want to hear what Steph Curry's message was to Kuminga yesterday at Media Day? Here you go.
Negotiations are hard. We all know that. The idea of everybody's situation is a little different. Everybody can come up with whatever narrative they want to. It's how business kind of goes. You know, some things are pretty straightforward, some things aren't. This is definitely in the aren't conversation or category. But when he comes and he's here, he should be a professional and do it exactly what he expects to do and take advantage of his opportunities to help us win. Like, everybody who's in the locker room, that's what you're committed to do. And so I don't have any concerns that he'll approach it that way. And that's what we expect.
So that was Stephen Curry saying you got to separate the business side of everything. And he's being Steph.
But
right?
Do you still buy that?
I think he's frustrated that he has to talk about it yesterday. And that's what I sensed was the tone in which they were speaking yesterday, whether it was him, whether it was Draymond, or it was Jimmy. The words were saying, like, hey, I'm encouraged with Jonathan Kuminga. I want him to come back. I will receive him with open arms. Like, the words were saying one thing, but the tone was saying another for me yesterday.
It feels like we've talked more about Jonathan Kuminga's contract than we did is KD coming back in the final year, which I didn't think was possible.
You not only think that, so does former president of basketball operations, Bob Myers, who was on with Steiny and Guru to celebrate Steiny's birthday last week.
Well, you guys know what people call in about. I'm fascinated by the level of attention Kuminga gets. He gets a ton of attention. And you guys got to explain that. I think he's obviously drafted him. There's a big unknown around Kuminga. That's probably why he gets so much attention. Yeah, look, football is the king, right? So you're going to get whatever happens with the 49ers on Sunday. People are going to want to talk about that. But the Kuminga thing, if I had to guess on how many calls you're going to get on each of them, I think you're going to get a lot of people weighing in on whatever Kuminga and the Warriors decide.
Wow,
I think it's a pretty hot topic.
And that's the guy who drafted him.
The fact that the guy who drafted him is surprised how much we talk about him, I think that speaks volumes.
I don't even know if he wanted to draft Jonathan Kuminga. I'm not putting words in Bob's mouth. I'm speculating. This is pure speculation on my point. There are some murmurs about Franz Wagner, about all of that.
Who knows?
We know the owner loves Jonathan Kuminga. That much we do know. Joe Lacob loves him some Jonathan Kuminga. Listen, I like Jonathan Kuminga, the prospect, too. There's a lot to like about the prospect of Jonathan Kuminga. The size, the explosiveness, the athleticism. He flashed in big moments and big games last year in the second round of the NBA playoffs against an also young athletic team in the Minnesota Timberwolves. He showed you what he can do. It's the little things that they want him to do. That's what Steve Kerr wants him to do. And I just keep coming back to this. The fact that Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy weren't there yesterday to speak on this, it's kind of insane. It's kind of insane.
I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to make. I don't know.
It's the start of training. It's the start of training camp.
I know.
It's literally the equivalent of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch not speaking in training camp.
The only other thing I could think
of insane
that happened at Media Day for the Warriors in the last 35 years that even comes close is Monte Ellis day one when Steph got drafted saying, yeah, I don't think I can play with him. Like, never even been on the court together. You guys probably don't remember any of that.
But. I do remember it, but I can't fathom this happening, and whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Niners, because the Niners have had these exact situations with, you know, Trent Williams, with Brandon Ayuk. Literally last year, they had multiple players not show up, Joe. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch were like, yeah, you know, it's just we're doing business. It's just the cost of doing business, you know. And Kerr and Dunleavy couldn't show up yesterday?
I don't get it.
I wanted to hear from him, Joe. And actually, I thought yesterday was just not a great look. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with what Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy said. Their words were fine. It was just a bad look that JK wasn't there. Your head coach wasn't there. Your general manager. Like, players that are expected to be there game one aren't there. Al Horford, right? D'Anthony Melton wasn't there. It's great to see Gary Payton II. Awesome. It's great. Cool. But, like, guys that you are legitimately going to be leaning on at points in this season weren't there because of this Jonathan Kuminga mishap. Because that's what's holding up everything. It's pretty insane.
It reminds me, like, the mad rush to get everyone signed before the deadline reminds me of, like, it's Tuesday night. Your giant project is due Wednesday morning. And at 8:30 at night, I would, like, walk up to my mom and I'd be like, hey, mom.
Yeah, I know.
This poster board is actually due tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've had 7 months to work on it. And I haven't started any of it. And she'd be like, what? And she'd like get in the car. We'd drive over back to Walgreens, go get the poster board. I'd be working all night. It'd be half done. I'd be working on it in the car on the way to school the next morning with my grandma. Then I'd like pull it in. I'd be like, I got a B+. I literally did this in the last 7 hours.
My favorite was those were like science fair projects, which you have had to like build like actual, like, you know, you got to do the hypothesis. You got
to
do all
this. You got to do trial and error.
You got to do trial and error.
And you just lied about the whole thing.
Do the experiment. Am I going to get, can I get reverse expelled from a school?
Or retroactively punished?
Can they take my high school diploma away at this point if I say that I might have taken a couple of assignments that I already posted on the internet?
Unlimited possibilities.
Put it on my own board.